This is WMRA's Not Yet Named News Show. I'm Martha Woodruff. You know, there are always new worlds we could conquer, right? But the truth is, most of the time, we just let those new worlds slide on by because we're too busy or lazy or scared just by their newness. Not Mercy Harris, however. Mercy's been in Harrisonburg for about a year. She works at Clementine, a downtown eatery, which incidentally is a big supporter of WMRA. Mercy's married to an artist graduate student and is a mother of three. But beginning a few months ago, when she's not working or wife and mothering, Mercy began slapping on skates and morphing into Cheetah Chrome, striker in training for the Rocktown Rollers of the Shenandoah Valley's premier women's flat track roller derby league. So what's in this for Mercy?
When I was younger, I always had the like kind of punk rock aesthetic, and that was when I was, 16, that was kind of starting, and I've always really liked that. And what's really different is being a mom and having that kind of edge. People want to categorize you. They want you to be a mom, or they want you to be like, a rebel or a mom, you know what I mean? You can't be both. So that's been interesting, but that's where roller derby has been like amazing.
Mercy, who hadn't been on skates since she was 10, saw a flyer for the Rocktown Rollers at work, screwed her courage to the sticking point, and took a meeting with the Rollers coach.
We talked for a while, and he asked me if I know how to skate and this and that.
What'd you say?
I said, no, I have not been on skates. And he said, that's fine. And he just said, why don't you come in next practice and just show up? And I don't know if he really thought I would show up or not. And I didn't know if I really thought I would show up or not. It was really intimidating to think about just showing up by myself with a bunch of roller derby girls. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were you hoping for, and what were you worried about?
Well, I was worried that I couldn't skate.
Uh-huh.
And I was worried that, to be honest, I was worried that some of the girls were going to be mean. I think a lot of girls come in with that feeling, that fear that, are they going to punch me in the face? So that was, I'm not going to lie. That was part of my fear. And I didn't know what I had to offer them. I knew that this is something I wanted from them, but I didn't know what I had to offer them.
But you went.
I went.
Okay. And you walked in, and what happened?
Well, I walked in and I saw a bunch of girls on skates, and I just kind of stood in the corner for a minute, waited for somebody to notice me, and they did eventually. The coach came over and he introduced me to some of the fresh meat, is what they call the girls that are...
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was, they have the beginners, and there's different tier levels, but when you begin, you're fresh meat.
That's so interesting, because that's a very pejorative term in mixed company, but in roller derby team, it's okay. Just means you're new.
Right. All right. Right. All yes. Right. And for short, they get called freshies,
Okay.
So we try to use freshies, I feel like more, because when you use it, like you said, in mixed company, you say fresh meat and people are like...
Yes. The feminists go, what?
What? Yes. Very much.
All right. There you are, Miss Freshy. And you get skates on?
Yes. Yes. One of the girls that skates about my size, she had extra ones. She got them out of the trunk for me. They have a bag, a fresh meat bag. It's got all the gear, all the old gear. And so I just picked up some gear and they helped me get it on. They helped me get skates that fit. And I got on the rink. And it was, you don't really start skating right away. You start with building your strength.
And how do you do that? What's the training program?
Well, it's a stepping routine is what you do. And you do that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And
in skates?
On skates.
Okay.
So you're stepping, you're down in derby stance.
Which is what?
Which is low. Just really low.
Just like a low crouch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And with your shoulders up and your butt out. And so you do that stepping across the rink over and over and over again.
So you're just in this crouch walking.
Stepping. And you can't roll. You just have to learn how to step, step, step.
Wow, I can feel the muscles in my hips and thighs.
Oh, yeah.
Hurting.
And then you do lunges on skates as well without rolling at all. And after that first day, I literally was like hobbling. I couldn't walk upstairs. Like it used every muscle in my leg that I didn't know I had.
And you have a fairly active job.
Yes.
And three children.
Yes.
So you're in shape.
Right. Yeah. Right. It wasn't, it's like, you know, I don't play sports or anything outside of that, but it was, I'm an active person. There's no reason that I wouldn't be a normally fit person. And that, it blew my mind. I was hobbling.
So did you consider quitting?
Yes. For a moment I was like, this is exhausting, but you get a lot of feedback on it gets better. It gets better. It gets better.
How about this woman who is working and being a mom in a conservative town, and here she hits the roller derby rink. So what went on with your spirit?
When I first got there, it was like, it got inside me and it wouldn't let go. It just wouldn't let go.
What got inside you? What?
The spirit of derby.
Which is? You know this in your gut, but I don't. So
it's,
help me understand.
I think if you get roller derby, you get it. And if you don't, you don't, maybe. But it's become a family to me. And it's being strong and sexy and being accepted, like, all in one. And be, like, the strength that comes with it. It's like you can be a beautiful woman. You can be a mother, because there's many mothers here. You can be all of these things. And we want you here.
Has roller derby made any big difference in your peace of mind, in your attitude towards life? In has it let anything out that wasn't there before?
Well, I struggled with like self-esteem issues my whole life, you know, as any young girl does, I feel. I definitely struggled with, you know, body issues and all kinds of issues that most young girls go through. And I'm now 31 and I'm in the best shape of my life. And I look at myself physically very different. And it's no longer about how thin you can be. It's about how strong you can be. And it's made all the difference to me. I just want to be strong. It feels amazing to be strong.
So what actually happens during a roller derby?
It is a race of sorts. Yes, there's two jammers. There's one jammer for their team, one jammer for your team. And they wear the stars on the helmets. And then there's four blockers on each team. So there's a total of the eight blockers and two jammers on the track.
And what do the jammers do and what do the blockers do?
The jammers are trying to race around the track and get points by passing blockers. So every opposing blocker they pass, they get a point for that blocker after their initial pass through the pack. So your blockers are trying to stop their jammer and get your jammer through.
I'm speaking to Cheetah Chrome now. Look in your crystal ball, and what does the future hold?
I just want to be the best that I can be at derby. I really do. That's the most important thing to me. And I'm not going to be a derby rock star. That's just not my goal.
Are you sure?
Well, if that happened, that would be great. Honestly, of course. Of course that would be great.
Yeah.
But I want to compete a lot. I want to get out there. I want to be known. And I do want to get on the track and have people know the name of Cheetah Chrome. And
you want groupies.
Yes, I do want groupies. I absolutely do. And I want other girls from other derby teams to know the name and to be a little bit scared. You know, I do. I like that.
Daddy,
Mercy Harris, or Cheetah Chrome as she's known in roller derby circles, has a daughter who just asked for and received derby skates for her birthday.